just having Jeremy out there for a full team practice. What was that like? And what did you think of the reception there?
Oh, it was great. I mean, he has so much great energy, you know, and I thought that that elevated the practice, and I thought he looked sharp.
Do you have any sense of how long it might take with him?
I don't know. He's a potential goalie tomorrow night.
That's
undecided. We're undecided.
Oh!
Woo!
How about that?
Potential goalie tomorrow, meaning tonight. Jim Montgomery not ruling out Jeremy Swayman. I think we can rule that one out.
I think it's going to be your guy, Korpisalo. The Korpisalo season begins tonight.
In earnest.
In earnest tonight. And now, again, just for everybody to be clear, you say he's going to have better stats than Linus Ullmark.
He'll have a better year than Linus
Ullmark.
Better
year than
Linus. Better statistical year than Linus Ullmark, yeah.
Goals against, save percentage.
Yeah, wins. Yeah, yeah. Who cares about the wins?
Corsi.
Yeah,
is his Corsi better?
His Fenwick plus.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, 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 all that stuff.
Goals against. Yeah, yeah. He's going to have more. He should have more wins.
Yeah, so
just
that's
from being out there.
Yeah, just basic stats.
Normal
goals against, save percentage.
Your triple crown stats.
Exactly.
Home
thank
runs
you.
And RBI.
He's going to have better numbers right. than Ullmark okay. this year. But Jeremy Swayman not ruled out by Monty yesterday to start tonight.
Well, he probably starts the home opener.
Well, that's a good point. When do you think he
Thursday.
Starts?
Thursday. Yeah, I think he starts Thursday.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I kind of do.
I thought they're home. So you think he starts game two against Montreal? I'm skeptical of that.
How many Korpisalo games can you have in a row would be my question. I'm not as high on him as you are.
Maybe two.
I just think the way he was talking about it, because I thought it would be longer as well. But if you're just carrying these two guys, and if, you know, you have to be prepared to play. It's sort of like your backup quarterback. If mm-hmm. Korpisalo gets shelled tonight, like, you can't just leave him out there for eight goals or six. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be prepared to play him at some degree. And so for him to even kind of, even if he was tongue-in-cheek, like, maybe he's going to play tomorrow.
But they
night.
Also were prepared to play without him.
Yeah, but, like, the roster, there's two goalies, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be two guys dressed up. Like,
yep.
the one sad goalie that just sits there in the pads all game. Like, that's going to be him, right?
Yeah.
He's on the active opening night roster.
No, he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think if those are the two guys tonight and those are the two guys on Thursday, I wouldn't be surprised if they switch. It might take a little while until he's doing back-to-backs or three or four in a row, which I think eventually we're going to see. It's not going to be like last year where they just ping-pong the two mm-hmm. best buds every other game.
Right.
But so maybe you kind of ease him in that way where you're like, hey, you're going to play Thursday, but you're not going to play Saturday. Then you play maybe Monday, and then eventually he kind of takes over two out of three
What do you
games.
Think the split ends up being this year?
Like a lot of 55 is the number that they mentioned.
Of lamenting about how little he plays. You think 55?
Yeah, because Sweeney and Neely, I forget which one, at one of the press conferences said, both Ullmark and Swayman said they wanted to play 55 games. And when you only have 82, you can't do it that way.
Nope,
so I wouldn't be surprised if that ends up being the number. Like, right, give or take 55, 56, like right in there. Sub 60, you know, I think it's changed. I don't know how many guys hit 60 games anymore. But it'll be way more than 41.
But I wonder how many on the list with a higher AAV than him play that number. Like, that's
We'll
worth
see.
Looking at. Yeah, not Carey Price, but I'd imagine most of the other guys.
No.
You can jump in here. Hour number two, Jones and Keith. Bruins open their season tonight, weather permitting. Again, scary situation in Florida, in all seriousness, with Milton in the area on the heels of Helene from last week. It's due to hit. Last I checked this morning. Due to hit directly on Tampa, which has not been hit directly by a hurricane since the 1920s. That is north of where the Bruins are going to be playing.
He got the same contract as Sorokin.
How many Sorokin play?
Last year, 55. He started 55. He got in an extra game, but starts the last 3 years,
so
going back
go.
To 22, 52, 60, 55.
So there's your number.
Yep.
That's your number for him this year.
I think
year.
So.
And maybe he gets the first game or two off, but I agree. Certainly by the weekend, he should be in net for the Bruins. What's a successful year for the Bees, Keith? I mean, the goal is always a Stanley Cup. What's a successful year for the Bruins?
I think second round of the playoffs.
Back where they were.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably what I would expect it to be. I think there's good teams in the East, and like depending on who you play, and it's also one of those things too where how you lose that series is a big determinant. Like, is it a hard fought 7-game series or whatever, or like do you get swept? Feels so much different. Like, if you just get smoked in four games, like, you don't even belong on the ice with the same team, or if it's Florida again or something like that, like, that would really sting.
Yeah, and it's or like, even if you're second round and you lose to Toronto, that might change how you feel about it. You're not supposed to lose to Toronto. Nobody loses to Toronto.
Correct.
So, right.
Yeah,
so
who you play, right. All that stuff.
That'll factor in, but just generically looking at it, you think they need to win a round and be back where they were
a year
ago.
Yeah, because I don't look at this team, like, I look at them similar to the last year where it's a playoff team, but it's not a true Stanley Cup team. And I know funny things can happen in the hockey playoffs, although maybe not as funny as the baseball playoffs. But, you know, anything goes. You get hot and you kind of get going. But I think realistically, it's one, a playoff team, and then, you know, win that first series. And then I think you feel pretty good about the direction of the team.
So I would say get out of your division. You know, Eastern Conference Final, Final Four. That to me would be a unquestioned success. Because you're right. Winning a round, there's probably a gray area there. Maybe we get to the end of the year and we feel pretty good about it.
Mm-hmm.
But generically, I want to see them go further than they went last year. And Swayman's a big part of that, too. Like, how he plays individually is a big part of what makes the year a success. Now, look, if they go to the Final Four and Swayman's shaky or Korpisalo, you know, somehow takes over the net, I'm not going to hold that against them and say, oh, they paid Swayman all this money, but they got to the Final Four. Like, that will be a successful year. It'll be bad for Swayman, but it'll be a successful year. I think that's how I'd feel about it. Play your way out of the division, you know, assuming you're not a wild card team going on a run. Play your way out of the Atlantic, which means you're beating the Floridas and Torontos of the world, and then you're into the Final Four and let's go. Like, I would feel pretty good about that as a bar for this team. And by the way they invested in the team this year, Lindholm, Zadorov, paying Swayman. You've already paid McAvoy and Pastrnak. I mean, you should be that kind of team. You have a Vezina finalist type of player. He was seventh last year in the Vezina voting. So you have a high-caliber goaltender. You have a guy who's gotten heart votes before in Pastrnak. You still have Marchand. You signed Lindholm. You added Zadorov. McAvoy's gotten Norris votes in the past. Like, you have a lot on this roster. I don't think it's unreasonable to say Final Four, Eastern Conference Final, get out of the Atlantic. Stanley Cup feels like a high bar. I'm not gonna hold them to that line.
Right.
But get to the Final Four. I think that's a good, reasonable goal for a successful year.
Because I think we've had to change a little bit how we view all the teams, because now that Brady's gone, before it was like, what's a successful season? Well, win a title. Like, for every single season, win a title.
Yeah.
Now you watch the Patriots each week and you're like, I don't know, be entertaining. Like, right. A success would be entertaining. And so you could still have a successful year without winning the whole thing. We've had to reset how we view all these teams. So that's why I think if you get a big year from essentially, put Marchand to the side, their other big three, right? Like, they're young guys that are all here now for the long haul. Does Pastrnak have another year where is he flirting with 50-plus goals? Is McAvoy a true top-five defenseman, like an inarguable top-five defenseman in the league? And then Swayman, like, pressure's on Swayman. Those other guys have had their contracts. They've played with big contracts. This is the first time Swayman's going to play with a big contract. And there was also way more of a to-do around his. There's way more of a back-and-forth, way more of a public negotiation and all that. So hopefully that's behind him. Behind the team and behind him, but now you can't have a bad season. Like, you can't have a stretch of bad games, or like, you're the guy who's making $8.25 million and
there's nowhere to hide.
You're the guy also. Yeah. Not just that, like, you're the guy with all the money, but there's no Ullmark to lean on, or there's no, like, all right, well, we have a Vezina winner who's splitting time with you. It's like, no, you have the worst statistical goalie from last year splitting time with you. So you're going to need Swayman to play well. So, like, how good is that big three for this year? So, yeah, I mean, it's right there for them. Like, those guys, I would think, should all be, you know, all-star caliber players. And, you know, then how does everybody else kind of factor in? Are any of the young guys surprise you? I am intrigued by Elias Lindholm. They spent a decent amount of money on him. He's going to be a big... I feel like if he has a good season, then your thing could be more likely in hand. Like, maybe they do advance to the conference finals. If he kind of stinks and you're like, oh, no, like, why'd they sign him? Then I think the team could be in trouble.
I mean, they should be much deeper down the middle. They gave him a lot of money. So, like, he's very fortunate. Swayman has been so polarizing. And I think fans were against Swayman. You were sick and tired of Swayman. At the end of these negotiations.
I like Swayman the player. I couldn't stand the person, the way he was talking about, like, the woe is me, and like, oh, well, at least the sun came up tomorrow.
And so,
like, I was like, oh, my God.
My only point about that is some of the pressure is off Lindholm, and maybe you forget it, but if he goes out and starts like he began the year, you know, when he first went to Vancouver.
Was he the fourth highest paid guy on the team?
Yeah.
So, like, the pressure comes with the contract.
Right? I think that's right. 7.75. I think you're right. He's the fourth highest AAV. It's more than Marchand. So, you know, how does he perform? That could be a huge difference maker in terms of going on a run versus being where you were last year. So all your thoughts with the Bruins opening their season tonight, 617-779-7937. 793-7. What's a realistic goal for this team? How far are they capable of going? And what are your expectations for Jeremy Swayman? Keith, you said 55 goals. I would hope, and this is a
55
low,
games for Swayman.
I'm sorry. 55
oh, is that
Pasternak
55 goals? Sure.
No. I'm sorry. 55 yeah, yeah. games,
55
rather.
55 goals? Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Ullmark had one last year.
Yeah,
so you'd like to see him 55 would be.
I think 55 games, and I would say
55 games is the goal. Here's one I'll add. Can he not be squawking about how difficult the contract negotiations were? Like, he's going to be asked about it, I'm sure, in the interim, but like, it's going to be on him to put some of this behind him, because I don't think he's over it, and yeah, I still think he's hurt by it and bothered by the negotiations, but he's going to have to keep that one to himself.
Over under 2.5
yep.
times over the course of the season that contract negotiations is brought up by Jeremy Swayman.
Like, in the media?
Yep.
I hope under.
Yeah, well, would you bet it?
No, I don't. I don't know that I would bet it.
Yeah.
But he should be able to keep it under that. Why would it come up? Why would you bring it up?
Hopefully people don't ask him anymore because it's over with. Now that's sort of an out.
Here's where you bring it up. He's having a rough season. And there's all kinds of pressure on him. Oh, well, I was distracted in the offseason and the negotiations. Yeah. And blah, blah. Like
not even a rough season, a rough start. Because you'd be like, hey, if you were in camp, do you think you'd be playing better?
Yeah.
I'll take the over then. It'll come up.
Over 2.5.
Yeah.
That should be easy for him not to do, but I don't know that I fully trust it, but like, that's a goal for me.
Smash that
for
over.
Jeremy Swayman this year.
Yeah.
Play 55 games.
That'd be
continue
good.
To play at the same level. There's no drop off. You're a Final Four team, and you're not bitching about how tough the contract negotiations were, because I've been pro Swayman the whole time.
Yes, you have.
But I'm with you. That was.
He's a hard guy to listen to.
That was tough to listen to. No doubt about it.